Rebecca.
And I'm Kaylin.
And you are tuning in to Sociologic here on CJSF 90.1 FM, broadcasting live from the very top of Burnaby Mountain.
We're stoked to be your host for the next hour, exploring local and global events using sociological perspectives. Thanks for tuning in.
Good evening,
hey, everybody.
Welcome to Sociologic here at CJSF 90.1 FM Burnaby Campus and Community Radio from Simon Fraser University, where we broadcast on the ancestral and unceded homelands of the Halkomelem and Squamish-speaking peoples. I'm Rebecca.
I'm Kaylin.
And we will be your hosts for what is about to be a very gut-wrenching episode today.
Very tragic, very tragic.
It is Kaylin's last live episode, everyone.
Oh, tears are brimming in the studio. I have no idea.
I know.
No, Rebecca's going to crush it. She's going to do so great.
I'm going to miss my discussion buddy.
I know. Me too, dude.
My Seattleite.
Yes. Isn't that such a fun word? I love it.
It is a very fun word indeed. So this one will be the last time you hear Kaylin's voice, though. We have some recorded content that we'll be playing. Mm-hmm. So she will be back on the airwaves.
Don't you worry.
A little bit. But yeah, so we're going to talk about the topic of friendship since it's her last episode.
Yes, and we're friends.
And we're friends. Shocking. We don't hate each other off air. Yeah.
That'd be funny. That'd be really funny.
Can you imagine we're doing this show by choice, created it by choice, but we despise each other?
Well, what if we started despising each other like halfway through?
Oh my God, yeah.
That'd be crazy.
Sociologic wouldn't exist. It'd just be...
Womp.
Kaylin and I disagreeing passionately on the airwaves.
Yeah, that'd be funny.
So yeah, that's what we're going to be talking about today. We'll probably have a bit more music than normal as well. We got a mix of American, UK, VanCon. Well, nice mix, yeah.
Always the best. I feel like I love our little curations. I feel like it's kind of just... We're like, okay, what music was I listening to this
week?
Let's play
it. Yeah, it's very much, I think, a blend of genres. We don't do, like, one genre for an episode or something. I remember my open mics, I at least tried to do, like, I did an EDM hour and stuff. But I feel like we mix and match. But before we get into music or we get into friendships and the topic today, Kaylin, how's your week been? What's been bringing you joy?
Honestly, my week's been pretty good. It is finals, but I'm trying not to let it get me down. I have had lots of great fun with my friends. I feel like it's been
good.
So nice outside. I've been spending time outside. I gotta go stay at my friend's house and hang out. There's been a lot of baby animals, which has been awesome.
Oh, yeah.
I don't know. I feel like there's just a lot of good things, and I have a lot of good things to look forward to this summer. I'm feeling really stoked about going back. I'm feeling really excited to live outside, I would say, and go see all of my friends and family.
I feel like
back
you've
home.
Been talking about that so much.
Being inside
since I met
does
you.
Not work for me, and it's just something I know about myself, but I kind of have to succumb to being inside.
The indoor life.
Yeah.
When it's freezing outside.
Yeah. They tie me down, dude. They tie me down. I don't feel like I have a necessarily specific one. I just have been really enjoying getting to spend lots of time with my friends and kind of just spend good time outside.
Yeah.
And how about you? What's been something that's brought you joy this week or you're looking forward to?
I feel like I've had a pretty good week. I was doing another placement and I have left that placement to come back to my internship here at the radio, so that's really exciting to be back up on the mountain 4 days a week. It's also really nice to see everyone back up here again. So I'm looking forward to getting like stuck into some new kind of projects and stuff. I'll be back on Intravenous, which I'm really excited about, because if you were listening to me before Sociologic, you will know I was featuring on Intravenous pretty much every week.
Yes.
Talking about my gender women topics.
Y'all.
So I'm very excited to be back on Intravenous. But also, like, got to see Maple Ridge at the weekend. Got to stay at Michaela's house. And meet her bunny, Alan, and their ducks, Pebbles and Pickles. and then New Baby Goose. Good. Like, it was a... To me, it was a very idyllic weekend, and I really enjoyed it. We were outside a lot. We biked around. We did board games, and it was just super fun. But also, today's my dad's birthday, so I got to speak to him on the phone, which is why it was so funny, because last week super I said the same thing, because it was my mum's birthday. Their birthdays are exactly a week apart. So it's been quite nice that the both times I've been phoning my family back home, it's been someone's birthday.
Celebration.
So I was up at like, I think it was like 11 p.m. last night, because it was like 7 in the morning back home, watching my dad open his card and gifts. So that was fun. So I've had quite a joyous week, I think. And I'm not, I don't think I'm going to be too stressed this week, although I'm moving at the weekend.
Same.
You're moving at the weekend. So same. I feel like maybe my weekend might be a little bit stressful, but it will be like fun stress, you know?
Yeah, it's new beginnings.
New beginnings, yeah. Different changing chapters. My location again.
Once more.
For the fourth time.
Yippee!
So yeah. But I was thinking the song that we could start with could be the one from the weekend.
Yeah, dude. Okay. this lovely weekend we went and stayed at our friend's house. They have a property that is super cute, lots of big trees, beautiful plants, awesome baby animals, as we said. But we had a nice campfire with our friends, and Michaela, as you know, is a very talented musician, and so we had the very absolute pleasure of getting to hear her live as we played down beautiful. In the valley. I got a sing-along. I actually only found out from you putting this information in the doc. I didn't know they were from Seattle. That is the awesomest thing ever.
I found that out today, and I thought, oh, this is why Caitlin knows who they are.
No, not at all. They're just good vibes. But I actually get to see them in Seattle this summer, so I'm really excited about
nice.
That.
Nice, yeah.
They're opening for the Lumineers.
Ooh.
And it's going to be great. And I'm so excited. So excited to jealous. Dance like a flower.
Yeah.
But yeah, so the song is called Down in the Valley. It's on their Head in the Heart album called, well, the band is Head in the Heart and the album is also Head in the Heart. That, if I had to choose any one unskippable album, that is my unskippable album that I would put to vote. It's so good. I really appreciate all of the songs like bleed into one another, and no song sounds the same. It has a lot to say about different topics too. It's really good.
Yeah.
But yeah.
I really want Michaela to do a cover of it so I can play that on the radio, because it was such a pleasure to listen to her. Not only play, we were spoiled. She played the guitar and she played the piano for us whilst we were there. So,
but it was a great song to listen to by the fire.
Yeah. Great ambiance. Right.
Lovely. Very Canadian.
Very,
very
Canadian.
Pacific Northwest. Rebecca was like, wow, this is...
I was living my North American dream. Honestly, I did not feel English anymore. but this is The Head and the Heart with their song Down in the Valley. We'll be back to talk about friendship. I hope you guys all enjoy.
Wish I was a slave to an age-old trade, like riding around on rail cars and working long days. Lord have mercy on my rough and rowdy ways. Lord have mercy on my rough and rowdy ways. And over again.
the places I will always go. These are the places I will always go. I am on my way, I am on my way. I am on my way back to where I started. To where I started. These are the places I will always go. I wish I was a slave to an age-old trade. Lord, have mercy on my rough and rowdy ways.
And welcome back to Sociologic here on CJSF 90.1 FM.
Did you miss us?
It was so long.
Mm-hmm.
God. But that was Down in the Valley by The Head and the Heart. Very, very beautiful song, I have to say. It kind of, I don't know why, but that song makes me feel like I've heard it before, like when Michaela played it, and I haven't.
Hmm.
But it just, like, you know, a song gives you, like, I don't know, memories.
Nostalgia. Well, see, it gave me nostalgia, but that's because I have heard it before a lot, and I love it. That whole album, like, different songs on that album remind me of different people. This one now reminds me of Michaela. Lost in My Mind reminds me of my friend Solon. Rivers and Roads reminds me of my friend Paige. I have a lot of memories with that album. Ghost reminds me of my friend Isaac.
Oh, nice.
Yeah.
That's a nice way of having it, though, having music linked to memories.
Yes, very much so. I have a whole playlist that's called Other People, and it's just songs that, and it's like from my entire life. There's like my fifth grade crush has a song. You know? Damn. Actually, no, I think it probably started with my seventh grade crush.
Right. Okay. Well, so if what song would you relate to me? Would it be an English song?
I mean, I feel like I more have artists related with you right now. I think Sam Fender, probably. But that's also related to my sister.
Oh, what is it? The Dan Manigan Sleeping on the Floor cover.
Oh, yeah, dude. Low-key, yes, actually. You're so right. It's
one of the
so
first things
good.
We bonded over. That and discovering a love for Lumineers.
Dude, I'm so excited to see them again. I got to see them at the Gorge in Washington. Two summers. The first weekend of my university, I left and went back to Washington to go see it at the Gorge. Definitely, if you ever get the chance to go to a concert at the Gorge, go. It's awesome. It's like this big, you camp there for a couple nights beforehand.
Oh, nice.
And it's this big, like, deserty valley gorge. Or it's, like, on the top of a gorge, just on a plateau. It's really pretty. And you get to watch the sunset.
Oh, I love a sunset.
And people are just super chatty and do hula hoops and play games and stuff. It's awesome.
Nice.
But, yeah, so we talk about friendship.
Yeah, let's... What do you want to go in on first? Since it's your last show,
oh my
let
gosh.
You decide.
I would say let's... talk a little bit about, like, what for you is important in a friend? And why do you think those are what you choose as important?
I think in a friend, it's important for me that it's someone that builds you up, not tears you down.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like it's important. You need someone that can tell you the truth in a way that it's not going to be taken as them, like, being mean to you or targeting you in any way. That's kind of what I mean in, like, building up. It's not like they're just, like, insanely positive about everything you do, even when they disagree with it.
Mm-hmm.
They build you up kind of, like, I don't know how to word it, but, like, in the most honest way possible.
Yeah.
So, like, it's like, they'll tell you when you're wrong. They're mm-hmm. not just going to agree with you because you're my best friend and all that. If they think, like, no, I actually think you were in the wrong in this scenario.
Keep you humble, you could say.
Yeah. Keep you humble. But no, I think that's important to me. Also, someone that it's very much like I don't have to think around.
Mm-hmm.
Like,
that's what you were saying that. You said that you think a lot.
Yeah, I feel like my brain is always working in overdrive, and I feel like I overthink a lot of things. I'm always thinking, like, when I meet new people, I'm always thinking, like, oh my God, how are they perceiving me? This, that, the other. And it takes me, I'd say, a good couple of times to be regularly hanging out with someone before I start to not be thinking that. So for me, like, to have someone as, like, a good close friend in my life, I have to not be able to think around them. Like, and just mm-hmm. be me and not be thinking, like, oh, how are you perceiving this? My first impression is not going well. You think I'm all right? Weirdo or something. I mean,
you kind of are a weirdo. Like, they wouldn't be wrong.
Yeah.
No, I'm kidding.
But yeah, and I know I've got, like, a good, like, selection of people in my life that it's taken a while, but they're there. So good. I'd say that, yeah.
Good.
Those, I think, are, like, my main two. Mm-hmm. What about you?
I think a super big one is trust.
Mm-hmm.
And I feel like that kind of underlined a lot of the things you were saying of not having to think around them because you feel comfortable, like feeling trust and comfortable.
Mm-hmm.
But I also really appreciate when I have friends who make me laugh. And
yeah.
Also, I think I like it when they're willing to push me in different ways, whether it's through, like, interesting discussion or through being interested in similar activities to me. And, like, yeah, I feel like I really like being able to go on adventures with people and be silly and
mm-hmm.
be the very, like, fun outside driven. I don't know. I like if I can be me. That's really yeah. nice. I don't like having to sacrifice aspects of my personality.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that's just because, like, thinking about kind of how I got to these, because in different points of time, I've for sure had different priorities. I think trust has always been a big one, and comfort. But I didn't realize, like, the extent I could feel comfortable with somebody until my best friend Isaac, honestly. Like, he's been very crucial in my development as a in my, like, socio-emotional state, because yeah. I'm like, wow, I can, like, share my feelings and it's not gonna backfire. This is great.
Oh, nice.
And so I think that, like, basically through making really good friends and being able to cultivate good friendships, I've learned more about what I want out of a friendship.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that's really awesome. Kind of like when you date, I feel like it's kind of like when you date people, you learn more about, it's same, right? Like, you learn more about what you want and what you yeah. don't want, especially if it goes bad.
Mm-hmm.
You're like, oh, definitely not. Just, no,
that doesn't
you.
Mix well with me.
Yeah.
I'll
put that on the no thank you plate. Thanks.
Yeah, absolutely.
But yeah, I think it's interesting how people come to different things about what they value, whereas, like, mm-hmm. for some people, relationships are much more, are super transactional.
Yeah.
I'm really enjoying, I feel like a handful of my friends are moving in this more of, like, the idea of reciprocal,
mm-hmm.
Where it's less, like, very, I don't know, reciprocal is still a form of transaction, but it's less precise and much more fluid and continuous, and I think relies on that idea of trust and continuity that I appreciate.
Yeah, I was thinking about this because there's, I think, such a big push now for people getting their foot in the door employment wise is less about your resume and CV and more about who you know,
mm-hmm.
type of situation. In which I was thinking about our friendships now becoming more transactional because we know that's the way
mm-hmm.
in the door. And it's like, oh, I know they have a connection to this area and I really want to go into this area, so I'm going to become friends with them because of that.
Mm-hmm.
And like, whether or not your friendship then turns more into like an actual meaningful connection rather than it was just to be transactional, but that's kind of how it's starting, is what I was kind of curious about. Because I have, I would say, a big thing of I don't want to be creating friendships and connections with people in my life for the sake of it. Like, one big thing I noticed about coming over here was like, I'm only over here for a year.
Mm-hmm.
But I didn't want to have the friendships that I formed over here to just be for that year and then not speak to them again.
Mm-hmm.
I was very much like, and I was in a big rut over this when I came back, because I was like, a lot of my friends were international friends. They went back to their respective countries
mm-hmm.
after a couple of months and I was still over here. But then I'm kind of doing the same thing to my friends that are Canadians over here. And also I have an Irish and English friend over here that are staying over here for 2 years. Mm-hmm. So I'm doing sort of similar with them. And I had a big thing of like, well, what's the point of making friends if I'm not going to see them all the time?
Yeah. I think we were having this conversation, and I think I'll just say to you that what I said to you then, if I can remember how I said it. But I think I don't disagree. I don't think it's a bad thing to try and build lasting friendships. But I also feel like it's important to not invalidate temporary friendships, because what I appreciate about us humans as social beings is our ability to make temporary friendships. Like, you're not gonna be able to give yourself in the same way to everybody, and like, friendship is like an investment and a relationship and a set of like interactions, and you can only interact with some people so much. Like, I think of it in terms of like my friends from class. Sometimes the friendship makes it out of the class group chat, but sometimes it doesn't, and that doesn't mean that I don't appreciate the part those people played in my life, and I feel like you can still learn from those people, which you could say is a form of transaction of knowledge or experiences or skills or ideas. I really appreciate that, because I think about that too, in the sense that also, like, I think about it in terms of like, I've been different levels of closeness with different people throughout my life, and I do appreciate my ability to get close to people with relative ease, I would say. But it's really, like, some of those people I'm less close with, and it's not that they aren't still important to me. I love them dearly, and I love to, like, check in and see how they're doing and stuff, but I can't be the same level of closeness with them, because I'm closer with other people now, and that's just, like, that caused me a lot of distress when I first realized that. I think that was big around when I was coming to university. And when a lot of my friends are going to university, is just knowing that kind of that idea of it'll never be the same as it was. And I had to accept that. And in accepting that, I think it's really kind of opened me into that idea of like less, it's okay to have less deep friendships. I definitely really enjoy having super deep friendships, and I love like learning about like the ins and out of somebody's personality and why they are who they are, but I can't do that for everybody, unfortunately.
Yeah,
but that's okay.
I just think that's like something I haven't been put in the scenario for, because I was very fortunate that when I went to university, for one, a lot of my close friends from sick form actually ended up coming to the same university as me chance. We did different courses. We lived in different accommodations, but they were there, and I still saw them like somewhat regularly. And then I made my close friends at university. But for the ones that didn't, we all stayed close afterwards. And when we all go back home, it's still kind of the same as how it was before.
Mm-hmm.
So I feel like it's only really happened to me coming over here.
Mm-hmm.
And it's not, I haven't lost really any of the close friendships I had back home. It's been a lot more difficult maintaining them. But that's just because, obviously, time difference. Some of them are working 9-to-5 jobs for the first time now. I was in a completely new scenario as well.
Mm-hmm.
But I think it was just the idea of coming over here and being like, right, I want to set up a network of, like, people around me. I want to explore things. I want to meet new people. That's part of the reason I came all the way out here. But then to know, like, okay, so I'm meeting all these people to what end? Because I was really struggling with the idea of it just not being how it was when I'm here. Because obviously it's now going to flip when I go back home. My friends here are going to be... The time zone difference that my friends at home were. So I think I just struggled with a couple months of that, of just, I don't know, questioning of, like, what was the point and not appreciating temporary friendships as much as I probably should have. Because I definitely have had temporary friendships back home. I just don't think they... I think maybe I just never got to the point of wanting to be super close and deep with them.
Mm-hmm.
So I didn't have the, like... sadness of not having that with them, if that makes sense. There was always just going to be a temporary friendship in class. And what's really nice is one of those temporary friendships is actually here in Vancouver now, from my secondary school.
So cute, dude.
Yeah, and I've hung out with her now a couple of times. We went line dancing at the weekend. And I think, well, that was a way, like, we haven't spoken in 6 years and she's wound up in the same part of the world to me.
Mm-hmm.
We're from the same hometown.
That's so cute.
Yeah, and we picked up right where we left off. And so I think I need to appreciate that more, in that this will not be the last time I'm in Vancouver.
No.
And so whenever and in whichever capacity I return, I can pick up where I left off with people.
Yeah.
And things. So yeah. That's what I take for a friend.
Yeah.
For a friend.
Sure. I feel like we just kind of yapped for a second. Do we want to play a song and then go for another question?
Yeah, I think we should play a song. I have a song that is kind of an old song. It's from 2008. It's from a Manchester band called Take That, and they're very well known in the UK. But this song's never charted, and I'm surprised that it hasn't. But also, they've only charted once in the whole thing, and they're a huge band in the UK, and I'm pretty sure they played for The King at some point as well. So this is the band Take That with their song Greatest Day off of their 2008 album The Circus, and I just feel like it's a very relevant song for how I've been feeling the past couple of days. So yeah, hope you guys enjoy.
Make a new start.